Ashlyn, great to meet you, and thanks for giving us a fright with this film. I mean, do you like scaring people?
Apparently so. I'm actually a big scaredy cat when it comes to watching scary films, but I seem to act in a few of them. So yeah, I do enjoy it.
And this kind of really does screw with your head in the best possible way, this film. How would you sum it up?
I think it starts off as a twisted comedy of manners in a sense, but then things start to escalate pretty drastically and it becomes something else entirely, something pretty dark and messed up. So I think, yeah, I think it ha hopefully will give audiences that feeling of dread as they're watching when they realize, oh, okay, this is not what we thought it was.
What point in the process did you know who your co-star was going to be?
I knew when I was auditioning, so extra motivation to try to get the role. Yeah, James is, oh,
Motivation
he's
in what
phenomenal.
way?
Well, I'm half joking. I wanted the part anyway, but knowing that if I got the part, I would get to act and work so closely with James, that was pretty exciting. I mean, our cast are all so great. I didn't know who was attached other than James at the beginning, but yeah, it didn't disappoint. I have to say, I loved working with all of them, and yeah, playing James's wife was a real treat. He's just so, he's phenomenal.
Without giving too much away, because I don't want to spoil the joy of the terror you gave me in this film, but like, how do you practice that as an actor, being this lovely, sexy couple, but this inherently awful couple at the same time?
I mean, I think it's kind of in the writing, thankfully. It
But
gives
did you
you a
guys
roadmap,
spend time together
obviously.
sort of
Yeah,
playing this out and
well, no, we just we had rehearsals at the beginning for a week beforehand, and then James and I had some salsa lessons. That'll do it, because
really?
we were not good at it at the beginning. But it was a lot of fun. So yeah, so we got to hang out and just we got on very well from the beginning. And again, I hate to keep saying it, but well, actually, no, I love to say it because he's so good. But like, James is just incredible. So my main thing was just to make sure that I was like keeping up with him. So yeah, it was a really, really fun time. And obviously, he's played so many characters that are very scary. And he himself in real life is so incredibly charming and funny. So it was a good combination for what we needed to get to in the movie.
I was going to ask that. Was there a certain amount of fear being acting alongside him because of, not because of he's a terrifying person, but because of the baggage that an actor like James has, of wonderful baggage, I'm saying. And then
Yeah.
you have to perform alongside them, and is it terrifying in that sense?
Terrifying is a bit too strong of a word, but I definitely felt okay. I want to try bring my A game, and just it's so fun for me to get to work with him that I would want to hopefully give that experience to whoever I'm with. But yeah, there were just some scenes where I remember there's one scene actually we had already shot the moment that comes after it, and when we shot this particular scene, it was so different to how we had all imagined it would be on the page because he's just so alive and I couldn't have ever imagined that the scene would go the way that it did. So I had to ask the director, like, please, please, can we shoot the moment after this again? Because it doesn't match otherwise. I couldn't have imagined that he would do that. So yeah, it was very exciting. He was very much, yeah, always just so alive, always committed. And as I say, the rest of our cast are also excellent. So I think between that and James's direction, James Watkins' direction, it really kind of hopefully brings the story alive.
Ashlyn, you've certainly brought the story alive. I'm wondering, Ashlyn Franciosi, a girl from Dublin, I mean, working alongside James McAvoy. Now, you spent some time in my country, Australia, doing
Yeah.
the Nightingale. And do you have an actor? You have an actor on the shelf, right? Were you
Yeah,
nominated
I
or?
do. I don't know. My mom keeps asking me to try and get my hands on it. I don't know where it is at this point.
Oh,
Because I
my
don't do
God, there'd be
work.
people in
But
my
yeah.
country fighting for an actor, and you don't even know where yours is.
I mean, I know that I have it somewhere, but they never. I because I couldn't go, so I don't know. They weren't able to send it over to wherever I was.
I mean, what's next? You're in this huge film, Speak No Evil. You must be quietly working away on something. Maybe you can't tell me, but what are we going to see you next, Ashlyn?
I'm actually in Calgary at the moment filming a Netflix series called The Abandoned. And it stars Lena Headey and Gillian Anderson, and it's a big old epic western. So yeah, hopefully that'll come out. I don't know exactly when, but yeah, sometime next year. So
And you'll have to come
yeah.
back to Ireland and make a movie. Why? Yeah?
Absolutely. I mean, I've worked a few times in Ireland. I always love working at home. And yeah, it would be a nice excuse to get to hang out with my pals and family there too. So
Well, thank you for freaking me out and doing my head in with this film. That's what it's all about. And it's a great one to see in the cinema with a friend because you're kind of going, what's happening next? You've really
Yeah,
done
I think with an audience it'll
fantastically.
be good.
Yeah, no, it's
Yeah,
brilliant.
thank
I
you.
really enjoyed it. Thanks for your time, Ashlyn.
Thanks so much.
Nice to meet you.